Did you know that buying in the right neighborhood in London, Ontario could be all the difference between winning or losing in real estate? Let's uncover where you should be investing right now. Many buyers and investors struggle to identify the right neighborhoods because of fluctuating markets, development, and so many other factors. In this video, I'm going to guide you through five of the top neighborhoods in London, Ontario, what they're like from an investment perspective, some market dynamics, and what they feel like. While most investors and buyers flock to your typical hotspots or the top results on Google, on this channel, we like to give you the insights so you can be ahead of the curve, or I guess we're Canadian, so let's say skating to where the puck is going. If you're new to this channel, welcome. This is where we help buyers, sellers, and investors looking for the very best in real estate insights and connections. We have a global referral platform, so if you're looking for an agent anywhere on the planet, we can help you through the bridges that we've built in this industry. And if you're looking to buy, sell, or invest in southwestern Ontario, we cover the entire pocket. So just connect with us below. We would love to make you part of the Prime family. But let's get right into the content. So the very first neighborhood, I'm literally looking at it right now, Sunningdale. Sunningdale is known as one of the best neighborhoods in London, Ontario. It used to be on the outskirts of London. So back in the day, the Best Buy, that whole development near Masonville didn't even exist. It was all farm fields. As the city started expanding, the master plan for Sunningdale really came to fruition, and I would say almost edges into Upper Richmond Village. If you want to see a full vlog tour of Upper Richmond Village, we have one on this channel. We're going to get one out on Sunningdale, so make sure you subscribe not to miss it. The price ranges vary. Right now, homes are selling, call it in the 900 to the 1.5 million plus range, and the newer section of Sunningdale, you'll likely see homes in the $2 to $3 million range in that part of the city. Very walkable, very diverse in terms of the types of people that live there. It's a very family-friendly community. The parks there are fantastic. As a father, that's something that I look for, and the walkability of the neighborhood is great. People are very friendly. And one thing that I love about Sunningdale is its close proximity to literally everything. It kind of feels like you're in the country, but you're 2 seconds from Masonville Mall. You literally can go north to the Grand Bend beaches. Again, if you want to see what Grand Bend is like, we have videos on this channel, but sticking to Sunningdale, it's a great community. Definitely at the top of my list when people are looking to relocate, especially if they have families. Another top neighborhood is Old South, also known as Wortley Village, often voted as one of the top neighborhoods to live in all of Canada. It has so much charm and character, and if I sell you a house in Old South, you're likely never going to leave. When my clients call me to relocate, they often want another house in Old South because they've built great community bonds. It's one of those neighborhoods where you can sit on the porch of your house, see people walking by, really develop relationships with them. If you want to walk to grab a bite to eat, you can do that. You can go to Mays Cafe, Sidetrack, Black Walnut. There's tons of great restaurants there. Through Thick and Thin is the best pizza shop, I feel like, in the world. Those guys are great to us. We sold their childhood home. Very, very close friends to the Prime Nation. And Old South is one of those neighborhoods that definitely has a soul. Fun fact, the multi-million dollar renovation to the YMCA is because it used to be known as the normal school where they would actually train teachers, and the park there is amazing in the summertime. Wortley Village definitely has a mix of modern and historic homes, and the price ranges vary wildly. You'll see entry-level homes that can be in the $500,000 price point, and I've sold homes in the millions of dollars, so it's a very broad range. If you want another video on Old South, let us know. Next up, Oak Ridge. With a focus on family-friendly aspects, great schools, and great access to amenities, Oak Ridge is one of the most up-and-coming communities. In my opinion, if you are looking for great lot sizes, you're looking for great schools, Oak Ridge is at the top of our list. Now, there's a wide range of prices in the area because you'll find some older homes that are not renovated that definitely need to be worked on, but you'll also see some great comparable sales that will justify putting some money into a property. And that's one of the best ways to make money in real estate is you buy an asset, you renovate it, and then you get what's called the after renovated value. So if you do the kitchens, flooring, paint, bathrooms, and your neighbor sold with all those updates for more than you spent on the renovation, you get the benefit of that upside. So if you're interested in getting ARV assessments, our team is one of the best in the industry at doing that. We work very closely with Scott McGilvery and the whole crew at Keyspire, which is investor focused. So we have a whole system for renovations. I should also mention, because you're watching this video, if you click the links below and connect with us, you have access to all of our people. We have preferred service providers that get discounted rates. So because you're part of the Prime Nation, you get that too. Next up, one of my favorites, Lambeth, Ontario. So one thing you need to know about Lambeth, it is 8 minutes from the recent Amazon addition to Talbotville, Ontario. Shout out to one of my best friends growing up, Anthony Broccolini, did a great job with that building. Broccolini builds communities and it has been fun building treehouses with him to watching him build that. But that is going to impact the landscape of that whole area and especially Lambeth. We are also working on a large surgical center site that would fit Bill 60 for private surgical centers. And Lambeth, one of the most historic communities in London to me, is ripe for long-term investment. Not only are the homes amazing, not only does it have a sense of community and pride, they have a great arena, Harvest Fest. If you're in Lambeth, you're in Lambeth and you have a sense of community, but it is that long-term upside. There are some great developments happening like Heathwoods, new builds going up, and there's some great historic homes in that area as well. Prices vary wildly. You can rent houses in Lambeth, you can buy starter homes, or you can build your forever mansion. We can definitely help you with all of those. Last up, Byron. We did an entire neighborhood tour on this channel, so make sure to click this video and go check that tour out. But Byron is one of the most family-friendly communities in all of London. It is a budding Springbank Park, storybook gardens. The Springbank Park location, if you watch that video, you'll see is one of the most walkable things ever. You will fall in love with your proximity to that area. Also, you have great access to grocery stores, Byron Pizza, which is trouble if I live next to that one, and then access to the 402, 401 by the throughways on Colonel Talbot Road. So location-wise, it's great. You have some good entry-level price points if you're looking for a starter home, but also when you go to some of the newer developments, you will find those upper-scale luxury homes. Very safe community and definitely at the top of our list. So there you have it, five neighborhoods you should be looking at in London, Ontario. We'll cover a bunch more on this channel, so make sure you like and subscribe not to miss any future content. If you have a specific neighborhood you want my opinion on, it, jump it in the comments. If you want to connect with me or the Prime team, all of our links are there. We'd love to make you part of the Prime Nation. Appreciate you being here, and we'll see you on the next one.